Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now the station is preparing to flip the tables a little bit when it comes to how we go about reporting. As you know, the average reporter sniffs out a story and then goes looking for sources to provide them with insight and quotes. Well, today we're launching the Public Insight Network, a growing database of sources from all walks of life that will help us find stories and then tell them in ways that we haven't been able to in the past. Basically, it's the people's Rolodex. Wally Say Almeida is helping to run WNYC's brand new Public Insight Network. She's tasked with growing the database and making sure that WNYC reporters and this show have direct links to people in our community and insights into people's lives, work, and personal experiences. Wally Say, welcome to the air part of WNYC. We've been having meetings about this off the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So explain to our listeners, what is the goal of the PIN, the Public Insight Network?
Well, for us, we really want to have an ongoing relationship with the people in the Public Insight Network. It's important that we open the doors to people and communities that we may not have been attentive to before, and really allow for us to learn from them, about them, and know what is the best way to use them as a news source for us. I'd like to say that we have this bridge between the newsroom and all of New York, and what's left is for people to cross it, and I'm going to be crossing it every day.
So you're asking for people to what? Go to our website and fill out a form?
Yeah, simply to join the Public Insight Network, they can visit www.wnyc.org/insight. And once you're there, you'll receive some information on the Public Insight Network if you'd like to read about it. You can click on the link that says Join the Public Insight Network. And you can also check out my blog, which we can talk a little bit more about later. But first, just wanted to mention, when you sign up, it simply asks for your name, your zip code, asks for your areas of expertise and interest, and it's a very simple form to fill out, hopefully.
And that's kind of the key, isn't it? It's the areas of expertise, so that when we have a story that kind of demand an expertise that we may not have, you know, somebody right at our fingertips for, and in, you know, in our other Rolodexes, we say, people in our personal insight network from all over the New York area have registered with their expertise. So when something comes up, we'll be able to draw on the expertise of many of our listeners.
Correct. I like to encourage people to be as detailed and as elaborate as possible. You know, the more keywords they provide about what is their expertise and what areas they have knowledge in, the easier it'll be for us to be able to understand where they're coming from and target them, you know. So I'm not just communicating with a bunch of people and just hoping to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. You mentioned underserved communities. Do you want everybody to go to this form and fill it out with everybody who's listening now's expertise, or are you looking for certain kinds or certain groups of people?
Preferably everyone. The reason is everyone has their own experiences and that lends to the knowledge that they have, lends to their own story. So each person at one point or another will be able to help us by adding their perspective to one of our stories. You don't know when that day will come, but it's going to come.
And you come to us from the Miami Herald, where the paper used the PIN regularly. Wally Say was in for a shock, ladies and gentlemen, when she moved to New York just a few weeks ago from Miami and had to immediately endure this particular winter. But you used the PIN, Personal Insight, Public Insight Network, regularly at the Miami Herald. Any particular successes, any particular stories you would cite that sprung from you using this database well?
One that comes off the top of my mind is, I don't know if you remember, the incident in which a flight attendant for JetBlue got into a tiff with a passenger and then deployed the emergency escape.
Oh, yeah, we remember that in New York.
Well, that story, we talked to people on the Public Insight Network about that story, and they started bringing up all kinds of issues with flying, with air travel, and issues with flight attendants, with other passengers, with baggages. And we had two of our reporters follow up and write a couple of articles related to those particular issues and just kind of asking the general question, you know, mm-hmm. what is going on with service on our airlines?
So, how about the two beers they say he stole? Was anybody an expert in those?
I think a lot of people were related more than anything.
I guess so. So people obviously with expertise in various aspects of the airline industry had registered with a PAN, and that was useful to you there. And I gather that at the moment, while our PAN is about gathering all sorts of sources, you guys are making a particular push in the education area at this moment in order to help our education reporter, Beth Fertig, and others around here who cover education for the news department. So what kind of people in education are you looking for?
We're looking for students, parents, educators. By educators, that could be staff, faculty. You could be a teacher. You may be an administrator. However, you have some kind of an angle on what's going on in our education system, what's going on in our schools. So anyone who may have a child attending a school or who may be working with schools is qualified, is someone we would like to speak to, especially if you can shed light on some particular area that we may be overlooking.
So you want every educator, parent, administrator, guidance counselor, paraprofessional, everybody in the entire city with some kind of connection to public education.
Exactly.
To sign up for this and be very specific. You want them to be very specific about what their expertise
is. Yes, yes. And if they'd like to get started with education specifically, we do have a link so that people can go directly there, and you will be signing up for the network, but we'll know automatically you're coming in from the education front, which is if you'd like to text in, you can text the word schools to the number 30644, or you can visit our webpage, bit.ly/NYC schools. It might be a little complicated, but if you visit our WNYC.org/insight webpage, we have a link to the education form there as well.
So you can just go to WNYC.org and go to the Public Insight Network rather than use that other URL. Or you can text schools to 30644, and you can also do that in Spanish, escuelas, to 30644, right?
Correct.
So when someone submits their info to the PIN, does it go into some big, scary, anonymous database? I mean, who's reading it? And people may also be concerned, who might WNYC share it with?
Well, you are directly communicating with me. So it's not simply some online survey that's going into, you know, the World Wide Web and it's going to be shared all over. You are communicating with me. I will be receiving everyone's, you know, information, their comments, their ideas, their stories, and I'll be sharing that information with the newsroom, with editors and reporters here at the WNYC studios.
And I've been watching as you've been already setting up this amazingly open and kind of personal contact with listeners who are registering for the Personal Insight Network. Your office phone, your email are there on the site at WNYC.org when
That's
people
right.
go. And so if any of you want to follow up with Wally Say about the Personal Insight Network and your role in it, you can do that after you go to the site. And, we just have a minute left, so I guess you should just tell people again the quickest way to get there using the WNYC address and who should sign up for the Personal Insight Network. Public, I keep saying that, Public Insight
Public
Network.
Public Insight Network. So to sign up for the Public Insight Network, visit our website, wnyc.org/insight. And anyone can join, anyone who has been living, anyone who has been through all kinds of experiences, who has knowledge and special areas. We may need you to contribute to our stories with your knowledge. So again, wnyc.org/insight. And be sure to follow my blog so you can kind of get a behind-the-scenes look of the Public Insight Network.
And again, we're particularly looking for the for people at this moment with some kind of education-related expertise. That's why we're doing this today during the school vacation. If you're celebrating President's Week, they get a whole week, the presidents. They used to just get Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday. They get a whole week now. We love our president so much. So you can text schools or in Spanish, escuelas, to 30644. Walisse Almeida.
Thank you.
The director of WNYC's Public Insight Network. Thank you so much. Good luck with it. We'll follow up. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.